I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Well, the title is The Great Lie of Love Without Truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 and 11, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Church, we've lived in a time when the word love has been twisted. The world says, if you love me, you'll never tell me I'm wrong. Culture says love means you accept everything. And sadly, even in the church, pulpits have gone silent about sin in the name of love. But here's the truth. Love without truth is not love at all. So today we're going to talk about one of the greatest lies the church is tempted to buy into in the last days. The lie that love means silence about sin. This leads us to point one, the counterfeit love of the last days. Paul warned in 2 Timothy 4, the time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine. They'll heap up teachers to tell them what their itching ears want to hear. I believe that time has come. Examples that we see today is sin is excused with, but God loves me. Churches avoid topics for fear of losing people. Preachers talk grace without repentance. Well, church, that's not biblical love. That's a counterfeit love. Point two, the nature of true love. Scripture is clear. God is love. That's 1 John 4:8. But God's love is never separated from his holiness. Hebrews 12:6, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. Proverbs 27:5, open rebuke is better than hidden love. Think about it. If your child is about to run into traffic, you don't smile and stay quiet in the name of love. You shout a warning. That's love. True love warns of sin, calls for repentance, points to freedom in Christ. Point three, the cost of believing the lie. When churches embrace love without truth, holiness is compromised. Souls are deceived into thinking sin is safe. Judgment comes. Ezekiel 33:7-8 reminds us we're watchmen. If we do not warn the wicked, they die in their sin, but God says their blood is on our hands. Church, silence about sin is not love, it's negligence. Our call in these last days, what do? Here's what we do. Number one, we preach the whole counsel of God, not just God is love verses, but also repent and believe the gospel. Two, speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15. Truth without love equals harsh. Love without truth equals empty. But truth in love equals salvation. Number three, stand firm against the delusion. The world will call us hateful, but remember, they called Jesus worse. Our job isn't to please the crowd, but to please the Lord. Well, point four, closing hope. Isaiah 5:20 says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. That is the time we're in, but it is also the time for the church to shine. True love doesn't pat someone on the back as they walk off a cliff. True love reaches out and pulls them back. Jesus is still saving. His truth still sets free. His love still transforms. Let's wrap it up. The great lie of the end times is that love means never naming sin. But the truth is, love warns, love tells the truth, love calls sinners to repentance. So let's not fall for the counterfeit love of the age. Let's walk in the real love of Christ, a love that saves souls, not just soothes feelings. But also remember, the Bible says to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. What God may be doing in my life that you see may not be the same thing that God is working on in your life. These are all things that we got to find balance in. But the truth is, love without truth is not love at all. Well, I'm Jason Brown, your pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.